are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, and a busy one in the studio this morning. First up from the Pier Chamber, we have Tia and Clarissa. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to have you here. And boy, it sounds like the inaugural Lake Sharp Showdown went really, really well.
Yes, it did. It was really exciting to see all the people that came out. We had a few bumps in the road, if you will, along the weather just didn't cooperate as one would like to, but sure. When you plan for something months and months in advance, that's one thing you kind of have to go off of past records. You kind of just have to take a shot in the dark, and we did. But it did turn out really, really well. For the first year, having 46 teams, and everybody seemed happy and excited and ready for the tournament next year, asking what we're going to do, what's it going to look like. We can't be more excited about, you know.
Excellent.
That is
good to hear.
Yeah, it was good. It was successful.
Yeah, so, it looks like some great fish were pulled out. It was a good way to kick off the tournament.
Yes.
So very nice. Tia, a ribbon cutting tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are going to be having a ribbon cutting tomorrow at Chris's Glam Closet Boutique. That will be from 4 to 6, and that boutique is down on Pier Street downtown, one of the new shops down there. So if you are available before the Avera fundraiser, stop by, do the ribbon cutting with us.
Very nice. And, you know, I know something people look forward to, and it's another popular event, the golf tournament. It's coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah. So we have our tournament coming up. It's June 29th out at Hillsview. It's our Chamber Golf Classic. So if you are looking to sign up a team, they're four-person teams for $400. You can do that by calling us at the Chamber, or you can sign up online as well. Also, if you want sponsorship opportunities, we obviously have those available as well. So just reach out to us at the Chamber, and we're happy to get you involved in it that way as well.
Very nice. So, yeah, mark that one down on the calendar. And also,
we have in the works that we started to work with Oahe Zap.
Yes.
So in July 12th, we will be doing Loyal to Local Night for the game sponsors, but as well as beforehand from 4 to 6, we will be doing. It'll look kind of like what business after hours look like. There's just going to be a lot more businesses. We're still kind of in the works of talking of what that looks like, but we're really, really excited. It should be a fun night. And inviting definitely everybody to come out. There'll be tickets available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
going to be a good time. So
it is.
Some good things brewing, and people can always kind of find out what's going on. Check out your calendar. And they just can either go online or give you a call.
Absolutely. Yep. And if you want to sign up for what's happening, we email every week. Every Monday we email out a list of events going on in the area. So that's a really great way to stay on top of what's happening in Pier and Fort Pier. And you just do that online on our website at pier.org.
All right. Sounds good. Some great things going. Thank you for all the hard work and for stopping by this morning.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Right.
Always nice to have you here. So thank you to Tia and Clarissa for joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. And as I said, it's a busy one. We've got Carol and a guest from the Surprise Package this morning, because tomorrow is the big concert.
It is. Thanks for having us, Dave. This is Mitch Honan.
Good to be here.
And I'm Carol Gengler. And our concert is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Trinity Episcopal Church at
408 North Jefferson Avenue.
There you go.
Here in Pierce, South Dakota.
You don't want to miss that.
No.
It's going to be a good one. You've been practicing. What kind of program are we going to find tomorrow night?
Well, we've got four different categories, and it's going to be, I think you'll really enjoy the way it's been put together. So we have a few songs of faith, and then songs of home.
We have a section of songs of love, and then songs of hope to close out the show.
Oh, very nice. A good way to get spring kicked off by listening to some wonderful music.
Yes,
definitely.
And we have, as far as who's in the group,
our men's sections, the tenors, are Kevin Kumpf and Michael Pangburn. The basses are Rod Bauk, myself, Mitch Honan, Ben Orsman, and our director, Dave Hoft, should be joining the men at one time or another.
There you go. And then as far as the women are concerned, our accompanist is Lori Kanicki, and she does a fabulous job for us. We also have Brenda Friend, myself, Carol Gengler, Diane Kerwald, Bethany Lennox, those are the sopranos. Our altos are Katie Larson, Michelle Linvitt, Missy Slothog, and Stacey Smith.
Very nice. A real big group there. It's got to have been a chore to get everybody together to practice at the same time.
Yes. Actually, that's our most challenging to come up with a concert date, because we know that there's other things going on,
right,
on tomorrow night. And so, you know, maybe you can fit two things in, but please come and join us. And we actually even have one person that's gotten called out of town, so we'll be one extra less, as they say.
So moving pieces around, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes,
show must go on.
Right.
That indeed. And the great thing is the admission is a free will donation.
Yes, yes. And we do take part of that to give to a charity.
Right.
And we will announce that charity at the concert.
Excellent. Yeah, that's the great thing is you always, you know, take a portion of that and help out the community. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's really part of the joy of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And we all enjoy singing and we enjoy our time together as a group. So that works out well, too.
Absolutely. So tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And where is this again?
408 North Jefferson Avenue in Pierce, South Dakota.
Yep.
Excellent.
Trinity Episcopal Church.
So we hope for a nice big crowd, and they're going to be treated to some wonderful music, I'm sure.
Right. And speaking of treats, there's treats afterwards.
Ooh,
so
even better.
Yes.
All right.
Personally, there'll be some muffins that you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
yeah, make your plans right now so you can try those out after the music.
Yeah.
All right, Mitch and Carol, thank you for stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. So make sure you check out the concert tomorrow, the spring concert by surprise package. Again, starting 7 o'clock at Trinity Episcopal Church. We'll chat with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen right after this. 7:35 as we continue along this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. And joining me, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Goodness, quite a crowd in here this morning.
Busy, busy, busy. Lots going. It's that time of year.
It is. A lot of stuff going on here in Fort Pierre.
It really is. And one thing we want to talk about, of course, big horse race going on this weekend. And there's always a fun event in Fort Pierre.
Well, actually, there's not a race, but it's Run for the Roses. The races aren't on until October. But, you know, we in Fort Pierre always like to celebrate our horses and our horse races. And so the Community Youth Involved Center has an annual fundraiser. That would be the Pat Duffy Community Center.
Right.
And so Run for the Roses is on Saturday night. And so find your beautiful big hats and wear them. I think there's a competition. But starts at 4:30 at the fairgrounds, and it will be decorated beautifully. And 4:30 there's a bourbon and wine tasting with light appetizers. Tickets are $75, and you can buy them at the door.
Okay.
And so entertainment, live entertainment, and so fun time.
Always, yes. That's where all the fun events are, is in Fort Pierre, right?
Well, we'd like to think so, yeah.
Definitely. And you've got a joint meeting you wanted to talk about.
We do, and we talk about doing this a lot, but everyone who serves on the school board or the city council or the county commission, we have our share of meetings anyway. And so it's we talk about doing a joint meeting on a quarterly basis, on a regular basis, and we just have a hard time working that into our schedules. But tonight we have a joint meeting, and it will be held at the South Dakota Municipal League, where we hold our council meetings. And we have a really great program. An individual from the South Dakota Department of Revenue is going to explain property taxes. And it's complicated.
It is.
And so I have seen her presentation, and she makes it very understandable. And so the Hughes County Commission had the same presentation and spoke highly of it. And so that's what we're going to do tonight with school board, city council, and county commission.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you're looking for some summer help. There's seasonal positions.
Always, yes. We have done, actually, we've done a good job of and we already have enough lifeguards to start to open the pool.
That's so great.
It is. We are still looking for a pool manager, and that would be an adult who probably has some pool experience, but doesn't have to be an active lifeguard. Mm-hmm. We just need a manager to help schedule.
Okay.
And we announced three of the full-time positions have been filled. We are still working on hiring the assistant public works director, but we have a general maintenance supervisor, and we hired a parks maintenance person and a streets maintenance person. So we're ready for summer.
Yeah, you're ready to go. And of course, one of the fun things that's going to kick that off is the horse Indian relays that are going to start their season in Fort Pierre, which is great.
That's right. So May 20th and 21st. And yes, that is always such an exciting event. And the organization itself likes Fort Pierre, partly because of our central location. Mm-hmm. And we will have teams from Montana and North Dakota and Minnesota and Nebraska and Kansas and Oklahoma. And so really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that is going to be a fun time for sure.
It is.
Anything else you want to chat about this morning?
It is. Make sure that Fort Pierre residents that you look in the newsletter that you would have received probably last week. There is a coupon in there that will get you a free load to the Pierre landfill. So as you're cleaning up this spring and you have a pickup load or a trailer load to go to the landfill, Fort Pierre will pay for it.
There you go.
But you have to have the coupon.
Right. Don't forget about it. Maybe, you know, grab a magnet and stick it up on the fridge so you don't lose it.
Exactly. And you can't make a copy. You cannot make a copy. I think that's all I have this morning.
All right. Well, enjoy this beautiful weather. We'll see you next week.
I am enjoying it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning as we wrap up this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you once again by Lee Real Estate.